Halliburton, the company once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, announced today that it has reached a tentative agreement to settle all existing and future asbestos claims. Under the proposed settlement, Halliburton would set up a $4 billion fund that would be used to pay claims against the company. As NPR's Jack Spear reports, the agreement is part of a growing trend on the part of U.S. firms to try to put the asbestos liability issue behind them.
This is the third big asbestos settlement deal to be announced in the past month. If approved, the agreement will allow Halliburton to settle more than 300,000 individual personal injury claims. The company inherited most of these claims as a result of its 1988 purchase of Dresser Industries. Halliburton Chairman and CEO Dave Lessard hailed the deal, saying if completed, it will resolve a major issue that has been clouding its future. And even lawyers like Fred Barron, who represent plaintiffs in the case, said settlements like the one reached with Halliburton are good for his clients. Under the tentative deal, Halliburton places two of its subsidiaries into bankruptcy, but the parent company remains solvent. The agreement also establishes a guaranteed fund for payouts to those claiming to have been harmed by asbestos exposure.
They're very good for claimants because the issue here is getting money to the claimants as quickly and as efficiently as possible, and using the vehicle that we are using. The legal vehicle in this case is a section of the bankruptcy code. It works out very well for everyone.
Asbestos was widely used in the 60s and 70s as an insulator and as a fire retardant. But after it was determined asbestos fibers could cause cancer, companies stopped producing it. Establishing a trust to handle asbestos claims is not new. Bankrupt Johns Manville set up something called the Manville Trust 14 years ago. Since then, it has paid out $3 billion in claims to nearly 500,000 claimants. David Ostern is the trust general counsel.
Because of the long latency period between exposure to asbestos and onset of disease, these companies have liabilities stretching many, many years into the future. And that affects stock prices. It sometimes affects the company's ability to do business in the marketplace. So the company sort of wins if it obviously is putting in money, but it wins in the sense of removing the liability, and there is essentially money for future claimants.
This new agreement won't become final until it's approved by the company's board and a majority of plaintiffs. The recent uptick in settlement activity may be happening now because both sides, companies and plaintiffs, are convinced Congress is getting ready to involve itself in the issue. Attorney David Ostern, who oversees the Manville Trust, agrees that could happen, but he believes there are other factors at work.
It's affecting a lot of companies and in increasing numbers. And on top of that, you have a change of control in the United States Senate, and you have a whole bunch of people who, for their own interests, are finding that maybe there is an economic way of getting out of this that will, in fact, benefit both sides.
The number of asbestos settlements is growing. Sealed Air, a maker of bubble wrap, reached a more than $800 million settlement, and a German medical care company recently reached an out-of-court agreement. Also said to be near a deal is New Jersey-based Honeywell, which, like Halliburton, also faces major asbestos liabilities. Reaction on Wall Street to the news of Halliburton's tentative settlement was initially positive. However, the stock actually closed down slightly today at just over $19 a share. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.